This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Democrat Congressman Brad Sherman, who, like Congressman Issa, also sits on the Foreign Affairs Committee. Great to see you today. Boy, this is big news with Facebook. First of all, your take on those 32 pages for that inauthentic behavior. What's being looked at that you know about?
Well, Russia's interfering. They're continuing to interfere. We can't minimize it. My colleague, Mr. Isaac, at first analogized these pages to the New York Times. They're not the New York Times. They're Putin. And we have not sanctioned Russia for its interference in our 2016 election. We have sanctions on them for their own abuses of human rights, but we haven't done anything to stop them from to make it plain, to draw that line in the sand that they'd better not interfere in the 2018 election, and in fact, that's what they're doing.
Congressman Sherman, I was under the impression from reporting and what I've read that those sanctions were upcoming. Is that not the case?
We haven't done it so far. We didn't draw a red line in Helsinki. And unfortunately, on a party line vote, the Republicans rejected spending money on vote tabulation security. And so a lot of people are going to wonder whether their vote was counted in the United States or counted in St. Petersburg.
So that's one element in all of this. But these ads, Facebook now saying that it is in the very early stages of its investigation and this coordinated inauthentic behavior. Still trying to get an idea of what that means moving forward. I'm hearing the words Kremlin and Russia. The vice chair, Mark Warner, had mentioned that. He said, look, my team and I, his staff, have already drilled down on this. They've been briefed. And then now this from Representative Adam Schiff, the ranking member of the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, just moments ago. Quote, today's announcement from Facebook demonstrates that what we long feared, that malicious foreign actors bearing the hallmark of previously identified Russian influence campaigns continue to abuse and weaponize social media platforms to influence the U.S. electorate. What needs to be done in your estimation at this point? Does the federal government step in? I mean, there's been resistance because you want to have freedom of speech.
We want freedom of speech if Russia, as they do, they have RTV, people could switch to that right now. Please don't. That's with the Russians speaking with their own voice, admitting that it is Russia. But when they pose as Americans on Facebook, it's up to Facebook to get them off. But more importantly, when we saw cyber attacks on the DNC, when we saw the theft of files from the Democratic National Committee by Russia, and Russia has yet to be sanctioned for that, that's a problem. When we haven't drawn a line in the sand, but instead have kind of embraced Putin as an ally of some sort, that is a problem. And when we don't spend money on vote tabulation security, we endanger our democracy and weaken our country. These are the steps that this government has taken, and they're the wrong steps.
I don't want to go down the rabbit hole here, but have the files and computer hardware and all of that been made, I should say, have they been turned over by the DNC and those Democrats who say that they were hacked?
I know that the DNC is cooperating with all federal investigators. I don't think that you blame the New York Times. I don't think you blame the victims of this cyber burglary. I think you blame Russia and a foreign policy that does not punish or deter Russia or even insulate our vote tabulation system from further Russian attacks.
Well, absolutely, Russia is a wrongdoer in this, and meddling might be too soft of a word for what Facebook is finding out that they're doing now, inauthentic behavior coordinated. But I asked the questions about the DNC files and computer files and whatnot, just because it helps to be able to see what happened. For your time, I thank you very much for coming on.
Look forward to coming back and talking about North Korea and Iran.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hello, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information is right there. Hey, I'm honored to be talking with Chris Loney right now. He and a Jesuit priest, Father Jose Iribarrian, I hope I'm saying that correctly. He is Father Iberia is a biologist, theologian, and a veteran pilgrim. And after 3 years of service to African immigrants in Morocco in 2011, he initiated the creation of the Ignatian Way. His co-author, Christopher Loney, joins us now. Worked for J.P. Morgan for 17 years as executive director for three countries. He is an officer of the Catholic Health Initiatives, one of the largest health groups in the United States since 2011. He's collaborated in the project of the Ignatian Way. Chris, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thanks so much, Bill. It's my pleasure to be with you.
Hey, great to have you here to talk about On the Ignatian Way, a pilgrimage in the footsteps of St. Ignatius of Loyola. Give us a little background, if you would, on this.
Yeah, let me try to squeeze 500 years of history into 30 seconds or so.
Yeah.
And let's, you know, and some people would know what Ignatius is or what a Jesuit is, but maybe it's worth a sentence or two to get us all on the same baseline. Mm. Any fans of college basketball probably have heard of places like Gonzaga University or Georgetown University. Those are run by the Jesuits. Jesuits are very well known in the United States for education. But in fact, they're present in well over 100 countries, and the founder is Ignatius of Loyola, and he's a 16th century Spaniard, and his plan A for life was to be a military hero, a noble, a knight, and that plan A went by the boards during one of his first battles when his leg was shattered in a cannonball. So he's then at home, long convalescence, has a profound conversion experience. And as a first step in turning to a new way of life, decides to go off on a pilgrimage, and he sets out from his home to, at first, a place called Montserrat, a famous monastery near Barcelona. And that journey was, close to 500 miles, and we've recreated now a pilgrim trekking trail, so you, your listeners, anybody else could do some or part of it.
Uh-huh. I'm ready to go. Let's go. To think about what St. Ignatius went through, I mean, here he is, a type A personality, you know, a make-it-happen kind of guy, and to go from that to being still and knowing there is God is an incredible journey in and of itself, is it not?
Absolutely, you know, and you mentioned type A guy. I think in a way he's a very, you know, whether somebody is religious or not, I think he's a very relevant, interesting human story for us in the 21st century because, let's face it, a lot of people, one way or another, end up going through transformative kind of experiences, you know, either of our choosing or not. Mm-hmm. You know, I got fired or my first job didn't work out or my marriage didn't work out or I'm unhappy with the way I'm going. In his case, it was a physical catastrophe, a leg injury. And so, you know, life does thrust on us often these moments of reinvention, of consideration what life is about. And so in that way, I find him a really interesting template, to say, look, we humans have within ourselves the resources to, discover great strength and peace and a great sense of purpose in life, whether it's in a deeply religious way, as it was for him, or in a more humanistic way, as it sometimes is for folks.
Exactly. Well, for you, case in point, this had to be rather personal. I mean, you were J.P. Morgan for 17 years. It's not like some, let's sit in the corner and be quiet here. I mean, you're a mover and shaker. I mean, and as if that's not enough, I mean, let's oversee three countries. So you're highly escalated and involved, and so you go from that. And you yourself are touched by the Ignatian Way.
Yeah, that's right. So, here's the 30-second version of my own life. So I went to a high school of the Jesuits. That was my first exposure to them. And then for a few years after high school, I was actually a seminarian. I was studying to be a priest. I didn't make it that far. Mm. So I had that in my background. And then I kind of flunked out of that life. I hope not really. But anyway, I decided I understood my path in life is not to be a priest. And by a couple of twists, I ended up at J.P. Morgan. And some people have said that some of the writing I've done since about leadership or the Jesuits or about this Camino are a cheaper way of integrating my own life as a one-time Jesuit then banker than going into psychiatric therapy or something. But yeah, you're right. Yeah. I mean, for me, as with any of us, I mean, I've had to go through the stage of kind of, repurposing, thinking, okay, look, now I'm in my 40s. I'm rather older than that now, but when I was leaving Morgan, I'm in my 40s and thinking, okay, what's the next step? What's important? What should I be doing? And so on.
Well, and I'm sure even as you were with J.P. Morgan and things were rolling along and looking positive, you may have had those, I call 3 o'clock in the morning wake-up calls from God, nudging you a little bit, saying, it's time to get on your purpose.
Yeah, good for you. I think I'd put it in two ways. You have those sort of nudges. A lot of times, anybody who's working in a big company, a big organization, in a day-to-day basis, is this moral? Should I be doing this? How should I be treating these people who don't treat me well, perhaps?
Right.
You get those kinds of things. And I think people who are religious believers or who have a deep value system, that is kind of can be an anchor that gets you through those little day-to-day crises. But then, yeah, in the way you just teed it up, Bill, in a more profound way, then, you can also have a nagging of, is this the way I should be ultimately using my gifts over the long run? And, for a lot of some of us, if life goes well and we can save a bit of money, sometimes then we do have the choice to turn life in a slightly different direction and choose to do other things that we think might be of good service to the common good and humanity.
So how did you and Father Iberi come together?
So I had, I'd always been a fan of this whole idea of pilgrimage. I'm sure some of your listeners know the more famous Santiago pilgrimage, the Camino Santiago.
Right.
So I'd done that myself. I'd always been aware of it. And as a former Jesuit myself, I always thought, why isn't there an Ignatian version of this? I mean, it's a real path. A human being did it. And people have usually very powerful experiences when they do things like this. So it had always been kind of somewhere in the back of my mind. And at one point I wrote some of the bosses of the Jesuits in Spain. And, like any idea, some of them said, oh man, to themselves, some of them said, oh, this is totally kooky. Who is this guy?
Yes.
And, one or two of them said, this could be interesting. And one of them actually assigned Father Iriberi to work on this project, and I give him all the credit in the world. I mean, he's the guy who, I contributed a lot of the writing and some of the ideas.
Mm-hmm.
He's the guy who, painted the orange arrows over 500 miles of trail. And some of it had to be, some of it was existing trails. We just had to knit together. Mm-hmm. Others had to be, created. And, man, he did the heavy lifting. I give him all the credit in the world. It's been a fun partnership to work with.
I bet it has. Chris, we got to go to a quick break. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Loney is our guest on the Ignatian Way. We're talking about a modern-day pilgrimage, one that may catch your interest. Stay tuned. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
On this episode of The World's Shortest Sitcom by KFC. So what did we learn today, folks? That's right. KFC now has four different $20 fill-ups to feed a family of four. Like my 8-piece extra crispy or 8-piece original recipe. 12-piece tenders or my new 6-piece boneless breast with all the fixings for just $20. Wow, that sure is one reactive audience. Anyways, see you next time. KFC is really looking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez, and we're visiting with Chris Loney. He and Father Jose Luis Iriberri have written On the Ignatian Way. It's a pilgrimage in the footsteps of St. Ignatius of Loyola. Amazing when you appreciate the background and the story of St. Ignatius and the legacy that he's left for all of us. A legacy, in a sense, I would say, Chris, to know God, be still, and let God be God. And that I think is a hard thing for us to do, as we, you know, mount upon the hamster wheel of life, as I call it, find ourselves going round in circles. And at some point, you know, like the Sammy Davis Jr. song, you know, stop the world, I want to get off, you know, maybe you find yourself in that posture, in knowing that, hey, there's got to be more to this life. And what you have written about here is quite inspiring. And I'll tell you, very, very tempting. I wasn't kidding when I first said, "Hey, I'm ready to go." I'm really getting pulled into this.
I'm delighted to hear that. You know, and the way you tee it up, you know, when you say about the hamster wheel of life, you know, I think you're exactly right. And in fact, that was a big idea of Ignatius. Let me elaborate that. I mean, put it now in 21st century terms, like you and the listeners and I were kind of reeling along all day here on the flood of email, text, meeting, phone call, social media. And, you know, we're 100% present to all this distraction. And the only thing we're not really present to is what's ultimately most important, you know, like what's going on deep inside me, what's my relationship with the creator or higher powers. I understand that. And, you know, a big idea of Ignatius way back in the 16th century, but even more relevant today, is that, no, you know, look, you need to step back for a few minutes every day. You know, imagine after lunch for a few minutes, or then before you go to bed, and, you know, try to bring to mind what happened today that I could be grateful for, what happened today that I did wrong, and so on. And, you know, these simple kind of self-reflective processes that kind of help to bring us a little bit more centered in the middle of these crazy days we're leading.
Yeah, without a doubt. I found it quite interesting here, Chris. Recently there was a study, I think it was Gallup that conducted this study, and they asked people, if you had an hour more each day, what would you do with that hour? Now, you're asking a rat race culture that question, but I found it quite interesting what the number one answer was. You know what it was?
No, I'm curious.
Sleep.
Is that right? Yeah.
Sleep. If they had an extra hour, they'd want to sleep. So what does that tell you?
Yeah. I mean, we're all kind of totally run down.
Yeah. I mean, we're just going from pillar to post here. And God has given us everything that we need. It's all empowered in us, and we're designed to be productive and to fulfill the very promise that he gave us from the very beginning. But do we have the faith, to stop and know he's God and to rest in his promise, like the saints before us, who time and time again, when we read in the Bible, they wait on God. And by waiting on God, it wasn't like they did nothing and just, you know, twiddled their thumbs, but they had this incredible faith to know that God was true to his promise. And maybe that's the question that is before us today, is do you really believe God?
Yeah, amen to all that. You know, as we're chatting here, one of the things that came to my mind is this little verse from the scripture that sometimes I drag up with folks about, you know, Elijah, there's the thunder, there's the earthquake, but God was not in the earthquake.
Right.
And then in the end, he confronts God, or he comes to find God in the still small voice.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yes.
And I think it's a little bit like that. You know, sometimes we have so much nuttiness going on, mm-hmm. that it's kind of drowning out our ability to step back for a moment and pay attention to, hey, what might the still small voice be wanting
exactly.
to convey to me right now?
Yeah, one author had, I thought, had a profound insight in answered prayer, and it was with the acrostic GAP, God Answers Prayer, in the GAP. In the gap, in those silent moments when you hear nothing, it has encouraged me, even when I, do a study of the Word of God, or I'm reading the Word of God. It's not only that I'm reading the words, I'm looking in between, saying, okay, God, what else are you telling me here?
Yeah. Once a year, I do a leadership class for MBAs. Mm-hmm. on this Ignatian Camino, on the trek. So for 1 week, we trek all day. We read leadership texts, at night. And then the next evening we discuss them and so on. And these are not folks on a religious retreat. You know, they're like people doing an MBA.
Right.
Some of them are religious. That's why
mm-hmm.
they're going. Others, mm-hmm. they just want to get leadership credits, and I've written about that a bit. And it always strikes me, you know, wherever they're coming from in terms of their religious pace, one of the disciplines that we use is for 1 hour each day we walk in silence. For some of them, it is the most difficult thing of the whole week to do, you know. Mm-hmm. But then in the end, you know, going from the pace at which we're usually working to moving through the world at 2 miles an hour, looking around you, nothing but just your own thoughts, I think for a lot of them it ends up being a pretty powerful, transformative experience, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can imagine, Chris, you know, being on the Ignatian Way, what you're able to see and smell and experience because of the pace in which you you take this journey.
Yeah, that's right. You know, and I think another thing that happens, which I suspect a lot of listeners have had this experience in very different kind of contexts, like maybe you're off on a long drive alone or something. What tends to happen also with people is they dredge up, I don't know what, you know, these memories from many years ago or this unreconciled problems that they had with a parent or a spouse or somebody like that. One, in the book that we're chatting about, one guy has this very touching testimony to me of he decided that he needed to make peace with a friend of his that he'd had a falling out with. And he was in a place along the Camino, and he just pulled together whatever scraps of paper he could and, you know, I guess wrote his explanation and apology for what had happened and put it in an envelope, mailed it off to the country where he had come from, and then went back on his way with a little feeling of greater peace, you know. And I think mm-hmm. that kind of thing happens, too. You know, we get to surface and ruminate over some of these moments in our past, incidents in our past that, you know, we might not have handled properly or that we didn't quite make our own peace with, you know, and folks have a chance to do that.
Well, I'll tell you, the pause button of life can be most effective. And we're visiting with Chris Loning. He and Father Jose Luis Iriberri have written the book On the Ignatian Way, A Pilgrimage in the Footsteps of St. Ignatius of Loyola. A little bit of background here. In 1521, Ignatius of Loyola decided to change his life, and he became a pilgrim, setting out for Jerusalem. Ignatius the Pilgrim lived radically, traveling on foot, seeking reconciliation and striving for interior transformation through a deep encounter with God. Through this book, modern pilgrims can follow his example and the route he took to Manresa, Spain, near Barcelona. I guess that's the bottom line here, is that we as pilgrims can, you know, appreciate and transform ourselves to where Ignatius was in seeking God and looking for, you know, this, I guess this inner calling, this deep calling, Chris, yeah. that we all yeah. have is, who are we? Why are we here? And God, I want to know you more.
Yeah. You know, and I might pick up two pieces of what you just said, Bill. I mean, one, the idea, you know, of pilgrimage as a metaphor for life, really, you know. I mean, some people are kind of heading through, drifting through life in an aimless kind of way, one day, another day. But, you know, this deep, there's this deep metaphor in the Christian tradition, a lot of great religious traditions, that life is a pilgrimage somehow, a journey. You know, it is purpose. We're heading somewhere. You know, this isn't all there is. And so that, I think, is one, is a mindset, you know, a way of thinking about life. You know, are you, is life just a random series of episodes, or do you feel like there's some underlying meaning or purpose or destination that draws it all together? So that's...
Well, Chris Loning, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Great insight in the book. Very inspiring and encouraging and challenging all at the same time. On the Ignatian Way, A Pilgrimage in the Footsteps of St. Ignatius of Loyola. Chris Loning, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Chris.
That's my great pleasure. Thanks for the chance.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The remains of 55 American soldiers believed to have died during the Korean War now on their way back to the United States. They'll be met in Hawaii by Vice President Mike Pence later today. At a repatriation ceremony at a U.S. air base in South Korea earlier, U.S. Army General Vincent Brooks said it was right for those there to honor the fallen.
As we send them away from this ancient land to the identification laboratories in the United States.
The private sector job market appears to be booming. A report out from the private payroll firm ADP this morning shows the economy adding 219,000 private payroll jobs last month, and that's more than 20% above what analysts had predicted. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Send your emails direct. NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
No wonder we call him Savior. No wonder we sing your praise. Jesus, our hope forever. You made a way. You made a way.
All I can tell you is don't underestimate the power of God, okay? I got to give it to you straight. For all these years and decades of, dealing with politics and dealing with a culture, you know, sometimes you can get conflicted and think that maybe God's not there, maybe it's up to you. But I can tell you, God is there, and God has an eye on everything that's happening in our great country. And we have, we can thank God, because we came very close to losing it all. I want to bring, John Bona. John Bona is here. He's the author of Liberty Book, host of the weekly radio broadcast, The Story of Liberty. And we're going to be talking about, Dinesh D'Souza's new movie, Death of a Nation. But before we get there, John, I just want to get your, your opinion. I mean, you've raised kids. You're a businessman, is involved in, the community, keeping an eye on politics and that. You've engaged this culture. And when you do so, it does come at a price. But it's also empirically you're able to see, because of what you've invested, you know, the power of God and the power of truth in the causes that you've supported, have you not?
Oh, absolutely. Thank you, Bill, for inviting me. Good morning.
Yes.
Great to be with you again.
Always.
You're right. You know, I think it's just practical, too, for a family you know, to seek biblical wisdom, like you said. I mean, we get so tied up in the things of the world, you know, you forget the important things and what our purpose is in life, you know. And it's to raise a family. And that's, you know, I always tell my friends, you know, it starts around the kitchen table. It really does. I mean,
right.
With your family, make it right there first. And, you know, look, it's imperfect. All of our families are imperfect. You know, we have kids that we got to struggle with, and thank God most of them, they turn out good, you know.
Right.
God is faithful that way. But, you know, just, I would just say around the, you know, the way for me in my life, that's what I do. It's around the kitchen table. And talk to your wife and your kids, you know, and correspond with them. And if you could, work with them, too. It's good to, you know, play and work together.
Exactly.
You know, I have the privilege. I play golf with my sons. We fish. You know, we work together. Mm-hmm. My daughters, we do a lot of things together. So it's all about family, you know, just keeping the family together.
Yeah. Well, as you say, you know, the kitchen table was such a central figure, even when I was growing up. And it's become less and less because of the technology that has abounded. And it's kind of contributed, John, to, you know, us taking our eye off the ball. And, you know, we're really busy. I hear often, you know, from men, God, I'm so busy. And my next question is, with what?
Right,
you know,
right.
And
yeah, with form. Yeah.
I mean, and the only reason I ask that is because I was getting caught in that rut that I was so busy, and I felt like God, you know, stopped me for a moment, as he does repeatedly, because I'm one that needs to be stopped repeatedly. It says, with what? And I thought, wow, you know, and I had to really think about it. You know, when you consider the most important things, like you say, your family, the time with your wife and your daughter and your sons and that. Wow. I mean, those are the moments that you have, John. And when I've had them, it's like you say to God, you know what? I could die right now and I'd be fully satisfied for this one moment that you gave me with my son or with my daughter. You know,
yeah, exactly. You know,
and I don't say that about, you know, some political insight that I get or, you know, something about the radio show that happens. And, you know, we've been so blessed and so honored to serve the people and serve our audience through this radio show, as you know, John, just like with you and what you've experienced with, you know, the story of Liberty, your radio show. It is such an honor and privilege, but, you know, you got to keep things in priority.
You really do. You have to. And if we don't, you know, the thing, it's like I remember I coached Little League Baseball, and it was a great time in my life, just coaching my son, being with him all the time, teaching.
Hey, did I tell you, by the way, you mentioned Little League Baseball, and just to tell you, share something with you. I got kicked out of a Little League game once. And my dad, you know, coached us in Little League. We were a baseball family, the whole deal. My dad never, you know, my mother got threatened. They threatened my mother because my mother was, you know, she's, I guess she and I were alike, that we would, you know, we would see a lot through our hearts, not necessarily through our eyes. You know, and so we would question authority and the umpires, and sometimes they didn't like it. But one time I got kicked out of a Little League. I called my dad. I was very humble. I go, Dad, he goes, yeah, you're not going to believe this, but I got kicked out of a Little League game. You what?
Oh,
what are you doing?
A lot of bad calls in Little League.
Yeah, exactly. Well, particularly this Little League, but that's a whole other story. But I just thought I'd sidebar, you know, throw you in there just to say, you know, this is Bill Martinez for you, getting kicked out of a Little League game, you know, but, oh, God.
Yeah, and one of the things that I learned actually myself and with my son was that idea of a team concept, you know, because really you have our natural tendency is to think of yourself. You know, I want to go 3 for 3. I want to make some great plays here, get a couple guys out. But the idea of the team, you know, the team concept developed that. So that was a good experience for us, you know.
Yeah. Without a doubt. Well, these important things, and of course today, as I say, with the technology, you know, experts are saying kids are spending 10 hours a day in front of these mobile devices and everything. This is really dangerous kind of stuff, John. I mean, I go on vacation and I see families at a table of four and they all are looking at their cell phones.
My wife put her foot down. She doesn't allow cell phones in our house when we're eating. She doesn't allow it. You have to check it at the door.
Exactly.
So,
and that's what a lot of families are doing. There's like this basket, the wicker basket in the doorway.
Yeah.
And you come in as family, you put that phone down there, you know. I think, hey, you know, dilly-dilly for them. That's awesome, you know.
Well, yeah,
because we're all guilty of it. I mean, I do the same thing. You start getting on the iPhone, and all of a sudden you're returning a text and an email, and then you get a call, and then before you know it, you know, the time's over and everybody's leaving.
Exactly. Know? Exactly. Yeah, it's and it is a process. If you're feeling guilty about that and feeling that that's something that you need to recover, let me tell you, it'll take a little bit of time, but take some discipline. But the quickest thing to do is just like your wife, you check in the phone at the door, and once you're apart from it, you got to get off the grid. You know, I call it decompression time, you know, because, with the radio show and, you know, the things I do, things that you're doing, John, you're constantly, you know, we're in a communications business. And you just got to know when to turn it off and walk away. And I was reading a study here recently, and a study of the most successful people. I always tell people, if you want to be successful, you know, follow the lead of the most successful people. And what they have found that they're very effective in doing is shutting it down. Shutting it down. Yeah, exactly.
And you know, the thing is, when you talk with your kids, like, one thing I learned, just because I didn't do it at first, was listen to them. Listen to their opinions, you know, talk with them, and correspond, get their ideas, because they don't think exactly like us, you know? They have different opinions on issues, and I respect them. There's, some of them are different than mine.
Right.
But I learned from them, too. You know, sometimes, hey, you know, they got a good point there. I'm not necessarily right here, you know?
Exactly.
And so I learn from my kids all the time, my girls and boys.
And what I'm appreciating on this, John, to this point, you know, for families that need to understand, is that your kids are going out into a rather cruel world. The culture is cruel. And there's a lot, I call it the spirit of invalidation that is pervading our culture right now. And that is that if you're not with the parade and you have anything counter the culture, you are marginalized, you're kicked out of the club, no reindeer games for you, okay? Now, what do you think that does to your impressionable child? I mean, they're down in the mouth, they feel like, hey, look, I've no value, the whole deal, and at home is the time you can come home and reinstate that value to them. And it's not like you have to go on any big parade, but just to your point, and you said something very, very important I want our audience to catch. Listen to them. When we listen to our kids, it demonstrates that we value them, does it not?
Absolutely. It's huge, Bill, because, you know, think about it. If you're not listened to, then, you know, it's like, geez, they're blowing me off, you know.
Exactly.
Considering what I'm saying. You know?
And that's what's going on in our culture. We're going to pick it up from there. John Bone is with us. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen Lemon with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
No, you can't.
created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You've reached Bill Martinez live for Spanish Press 2.
Back with the America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. John Bona is there, author of the Liberty Book, host of the weekly radio broadcast, The Story of Liberty. And as promised, we're going to talk about Dinesh D'Souza's new movie, Death of a Nation. John, thank you so much for, chasing Dinesh this way and the opportunity we had to talk about the movie a couple of weeks ago. Dinesh has been on the show. We've gone through, different documentaries, different movies and books of his. We appreciate his clarity and his understanding because here he is, as an immigrant to this country, what he experienced, amazing. In fact, one of his stories that he shared with us earlier, when you consider the immigration stories of Dinesh and by comparison, President Obama, I know that this got him in a little bit of trouble, but he learned a lot and shared a lot with us as a result of that. But here it is. You have two people coming from outside the United States and coming in to become citizens, and what they experienced, the choices that they made. Dinesh was one to really embrace what I say are the true constitutional values, and then you have another individual coming to this country who feels like it's interpretive, it's elastic, and God only knows some of the really what his worldview really represents, because it's been so manipulated and controlled by a media narrative that has kind of left us in a little bit in the dark and wondering. But Dinesh, and this is the thing about the truth, John, that I found, is that the truth is a truth. It's easily communicated, is it not?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. The truth sets you free. It really does. We had the privilege of, Dinesh has become a good friend, and he spoke at our annual prayer breakfast in Vero Beach. Mm-hmm. 2,000 people came out, and he talked about his faith in God and his family and everything. And it was just great to listen to him from the heart talk. And outside of being a brilliant scholar, mm-hmm. he laid it out on the table so clearly. And people really loved it. We had some great speakers in the past, Ann Graham Lotz, mm-hmm. and and folks like that that have spoken at our prayer breakfast. But I'll tell you, he's like one of the top speakers on the faith that I've ever heard. Really very good. And not just argumentative, but talking about his personal faith in God. So it was really, really refreshing.
Well, it's nothing like experience, John. That's what we were talking about earlier. You know, the Bible says he who knows their God, and knowing their God is, you know, the depth of that knowing is by experience. It is a deep personal interaction journey with God that they will do mighty exploits. And for people that do the mighty, it's not about the mighty exploits. It's about knowing their God. It's just a natural byproduct of your relationship with God. And this is what Dinesh, you know, with some of the mistakes that he's made, and, you know, nobody's perfect and that sort of thing.
We all have,
But we've all made our mistakes. We all have our share of mistakes. But out of that, he's held on to the garment of Jesus, and so he knows from whence he speaks. It's like the blind man. You know, he may not understand everything, but all he knows is he was this way before. He's now this way as a result of having an encounter with God, and that's clear, and it's passionate, and it's very believable.
Well, I just think anybody, especially like a president like Ronald Reagan, that put confidence in Dinesh when he was young, you know. I mean,
exactly.
Dinesh was a young guy when he was in the Reagan administration. Mm-hmm. Reagan took his advice when he was a young guy. So this is the level of intellect and scholar that you have here. But beyond that, a man of wisdom. I mean, he really has a lot of wisdom. And I like I say, he's become a friend. We communicate almost every day. And just to hear his heart on these issues. I mean, he's got a big heart. He really does. Mm-hmm. Not always on the attack, but, you know, part of what he feels his ministry is really is exposing the darkness.
Exactly.
And really, you know, the Bible talks about is don't be, you know, friends with these people that do real evil. Don't be friends with them. Don't associate. Rather expose them. You know?
Exactly.
So that's what he feels his calling is.
And that's what he's doing in Death of a Nation. You know, can we save America a second time? I would say, and I said to him, we definitely saved it in the 2016 election, because you can only imagine what this country would be looking like 500 plus days later under a Hillary Clinton administration. It shudders me to consider what it would look like. But Dinesh, in the movie intro, says, not since 1860 have the Democrats so fanatically refused to accept the result of a free election. Remember this, that year their target was Lincoln. They smeared him. They went to war to defeat him. In the end, they assassinated him. Now the target of the Democrats is President Trump and his supporters. The left calls them racist, white supremacists, fascists. These charges are used to justify driving Trump from office and discrediting the right by any means necessary. Along with that is that spirit of invalidation that we talked about. Many on the left, you know, their driving forces, the people on the right should have no say. They should be, they're discredited, they're invalidated, that they should just shut up, get in the back of the bus, and, you know, let them drive us back into the ditch that we found ourselves in, you know, a couple of years back, which, you know, by the grace of God, and it is God who appoints leaders, appointed Donald Trump for a time such as this.
Absolutely. Yeah, the film, I'm really excited to go. August 3rd, it opens nationwide, a Death of a Nation. I'm really looking forward to it. And, you know, one thing Dinesh told me, he said, you know, when he worked with Reagan at the White House, he said people were gentlemen. That was the word he used. He said it was like gentlemen in politics. You know, even if Reagan made a joke, you know, that remember Sam Donaldson? There was another guy there, too.
Right.
But they would laugh with them. They didn't accuse him personally. They didn't attack him.
Well, you had Tip O'Neill, right? Didn't you have Tip O'Neill that was, you know, he was fiery and all these,
They were friends.
Yes.
Yeah. They were friends. I mean, I went to church with Tip O'Neill at St. Joseph's down Miami Beach. And I used to shake his hand every Sunday. I'm a Republican, but I love Tip O'Neill as a person. You know, I didn't care if he was a Democrat. I mean, that era, though, of gentleman politics is gone, obviously, right? Now, now the America that we live in is just all attack and, you know, knock down the other guy. Mm-hmm. We need to go restore that gentleman attitude and approach
the politics.
We
exactly.
We have to. We have to.
Well, the thing is, we've said repeatedly on the show, it's not a Republican or a Democratic thing. We need all hands on deck. And going back to what we said earlier in the first segment in terms of listening, you know, whether it's to our kids or others, because they're validated in the listening and giving them place, invalidated when we choose not to listen and not to allow them to participate. And there are many right now very divisive progressives that say that somehow, you know, we're invalidated. I say we're anybody that disagrees with them. And, you know, and it's interesting to find that the Democratic Party, as a party which brought you, you know, slavery, I mean, this was the party of the slave plantation, as Dinesh, you know, stated in our interview, the party that invented white supremacy. And which is the party he asked, where it says that praised fascist dictators and shaped their genocidal policies and was in turn praised by them. I mean, you know, now, thank God, we find them in a position where they're so bifurcated themselves. I mean, they're coming apart at the seams right now.
Well, and they're coming apart at the seams because Dinesh is showing in the film that opens August 3rd. Death of a Nation. Trump really, in a sense, has inherited some of this toughness that Lincoln had.
Mm-hmm.
Different issues, different time.
Right.
But the issue is Trump doesn't back down, and he's not going to. He has that willingness to fight it through and see it through, and that's what the liberals can't stand. They're used to, you know, mm-hmm. Republicans caving in and, you know, compromising the issue until there's the waffle of compromise, and then you're not agreeing on anything. You're just, but Trump really is just fighting it all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
He's a man of conviction. They can't stand it. They don't know
exactly
how to deal with it.
Well, look what happened on the heels of Helsinki. The progressives thought for sure they had Trump in their grips, you know, that everything was so failed, everything else. And the poll that came out with, you know, by NBC, you know, no big friend of Trump. I mean, they're in that category of 80-90% of what they report is anti-Trump. They couldn't help themselves but report what the poll was, and that is the base of the Republican Party, 88% behind this president. I mean, strongly behind, even after all the negative reporting about what allegedly happened or didn't happen with Vladimir Putin in Helsinki.
Yeah, my son just reminded me, and the reason is he's delivering on his promises. Mm-hmm. Promise made, promise kept.
Exactly.
Same with him.
Mm-hmm.
He's keeping his promise, and he's gonna follow him through the best he can. And
well,
he's given
the party a lot to believe in and to support. Unlike, you know, with President Obama, I will never forget the one gal that told him, says, you know, I'm having a hard time explaining you. You know, if you remember that conversation, you know, she's a black American. He just said, you know, I'm having a hard time explaining your policies. And he just kind of laughed. And, you know, there wasn't much. What else could he say? Like, hang in there with me. I'll prove, you know, somewhere down the road that it's going to work out, you know. But, of course, we know the way that story worked. Well, Donald Trump has united Republicans and, you know, and Democrats are exposed greatly, and they're coming apart at the seams. They're not sure if they're socialists or blue dogs or whatever in between. But I think very much different than it was during Lincoln's time in terms of the Democratic Party's division. John Bona has been with us. John, thank you so much.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Get the ultimate.